we celebrate our joys, our concerns, and our praise. This is the day that we remember, September the 11th, 2001. We must never forget. I think all of us can remember where we were, what we were doing when we got word that America was attacked and the Twin Towers came down. Probably most of us my age remember when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and I remember surely where I was and what I was doing when I got word about that. I was selling Fuller Brush, and I was out selling Fuller Brush, went to my mom's house for lunch, and then she had it on the television. That image just always stays with me. Judy and I were on tour with Educational Opportunities through the Holy Land, and we happened to be, when 9/11 happened, we happened to be in Egypt. We were down in the Valley of Kings. The good news is, if you ever travel with Educational Opportunities, they always make sure all your arrangements are made in advance, including your return flight home. We couldn't do anything when we got word. They provided us with cell phones to call back home. But when we got back to Cairo, because we just continued on with our tour, because there wasn't nothing else we could do. We couldn't come home, we couldn't do anything. The Egyptian government provided us with security. But when we got back to Cairo, up in our hotel room, her and I got down on our knees and prayed fervently, like everybody else did. But when the airports opened up, we were in the queue, luckily enough, and we was able to get out of Cairo, go to Frankfurt, and then Frankfurt back to Tallahassee. We got home almost within 5 or 6 hours of our original scheduled time. So that was a blessing, but my heart just went out to the people that was here struggling with that, but the stress and so forth of not knowing if you were ever going to get back home was, and there was other people that stayed behind so that other people, once the airports opened up and everything. So what about you? Anybody this morning have anything about that particular day that you remember, or maybe have a loved one that was lost in that